So we're up to here on the Mishnah on Tes Amud Aleph. Okay. Beishamai Oimrim. Beishamai say, this is another machloikis between Beishamai and Beisilo. And the question is, do you have a ladder? And this was actually a specially designed ladder to go up to the nests, the bird nests over there. People would raise pigeons, other kinds of birds in there, and they would actually raise them. And then when they'd have to go down on Yontif, they wanted a chicken, they would shech those birds. So Beishamai say that ein moilichin es hasulom mishoivach l'shoivach. You're not allowed to move the ladder from one nest to the other nest. Which means the person is looking to get some young chicks for his meal on Yontif. But still, he won't allow you, Beis Shammai, to move the ladder from one to the other one, which means the ladder where it's stationed and you want to climb up to the nest, that's okay. But to move it from one nest to the other nest, you're not allowed to. And Rashi says, Ein melichin es hasulam, kosal kadaitoch. The thought was, Sulam ha-miyuchad lekach. There was a ladder which was designated for this, meaning it was designated for these nests. V'niker shehu shel shoivach. And you can tell that that is, it's not just a plain ladder that you climb up on the roof to fix your roof. You can tell that it belongs to a shevach. And that's the reason why it looks like Beis Hillel will say it's okay. Why does Beis Shammai not allow that? The time of the Beis Shammai mefarish b'gemara asri. And the Gemara explains over there what is the reason of Beis Shammai that they prohibit it. Ba'afal pi shehubo litel goizolis lesimchas yomtov. Even though he's coming to take these birds to rejoice on yomtov, to have meat, fresh chicken or fresh birds for yomtov, we still don't allow you. That's going to be explained by Shammai. But why does Beis Hillel allow, as we'll see in a minute in the Gemara, because this is a special ladder which is designated for the Shoivach. So nobody will think that you're moving it a ladder. People see you on Yom Tov with a ladder. Oh, they'll say, oh, this guy is going to fix his roof. He's going to put a layer of a coating of cement or that blocks the patches so not to allow the rain inside. They'll think that's what he's using the ladder. He's working on Yanta. People, we're not worried about that because you can tell that it's a shevach. Even though Rashi gives this reasoning in the words of Beis Shammai, but you can see that he has really in mind Beis Hillel, because he continues, and the reason for Beis Shammai, so like as if, and he says the thought was that you're allowed to because you can tell that it's a shevach. Okay, so even though Beis Shammai won't allow you to actually move the ladder, well, there's no problem with going up to the ladder. He doesn't let you move it to another nest. But if you want to tilt it without moving it from one window to the other window, what means avol matehu mechalin lechalin? You could tilt it from one window to the other window. The nests had every pair of birds that were there, you had a separate sort of room for them. Each one had their own window, their own room. So you could, without moving it to tilt the ladder so that it goes into the other room, that's okay. Even Beishamai. Avul Mateyu Mechalin Lechalin. Zoktrashi Mechalin Lechalin. Which is in that nest itself. Shekein derech shevach liyis bay mechitzas harbe. This is the usual, the nature of these nests. There is many compartments over there. Kan lechol zug vizug. You have a nest for each couple. And v'chaloin lechol zug. Kan v'kan, and each nest over there, the main nest, and each chamber, there's a chamber for every couple, and there's a window for every chamber and chamber that is in there. So you can move the ladder, tilt it to another place without moving the ladder, but you can't move it from shoivach l'shoivach, which is the opinion of Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel matirim, Beis Hillel allowed this because there's nothing to worry about. It's obvious that this ladder is meant for a nest, and nobody is going to come to suspect you. It actually, so the thought is, if it's a regular ladder that you can't tell that it is made for a nest, then you take are not permitted to move it, even according to Beis Hillel. The only reason why Beis Hillel allows you, that's what Rashi says, Kosal Kedaitoch, we think, that Sulam HaMiyuchad Lekach, it's a ladder which is designated for these Shoivach, V'nikir Shushel Shoivach, that's why Beis Hillel Matirim, that's why they allow. But Beis Shammai say no. Rashi says the Gemara will explain why no. And also, even Beis Shammai who say no, they don't allow you to move it from one nest to the other nest. But to tilt it within one window to the other window, that's okay even according to Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel permit across the board. So the Gemara. So, the Gemara has one interpretation. Omar Rab Chonon Bar Ami. Says Rab Chonon Bar Ami. Now, what are we afraid of the person? We allow him to... we should allow him, we shouldn't allow him, the person, is because he's not really doing anything wrong by moving the ladder on Yontev because he needs it for getting to the birds. So he's not really doing anything wrong. The only thing, issue that we might have is that people who are watching him may not understand what he's doing and they may think that he's actually... going to use the ladder for something else than getting his birds that he wants to eat in Yontif. So therefore he says that only would apply in a place that people see him. People see him with the ladder would be an issue whether you should do it or not. But Baruch Atah Adonai Mashiach Nevi Mori. Why Brishus HaRabim? So over there, it seems the reason for Beis Shammai is when you see him carrying, people will think that he's doing something else. But if he is in a private place where there's no people seeing, then according to everybody, it would be okay. Let's see again. Rav Chanan Bar Ami says, Rav Chanan Bar Ami, Machloikes Birshus Rabbim. When do we have a disagreement between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether we can move the ladder? It's in a public domain. The Beis Shammai Sovri, Beis Shammai hold, Haroye Oimer, Latiach Gaga Yutzarich. The person who sees a person carrying a ladder will say that why is he moving the ladder? He needs to slope his roof. Over there, the roofs were flat roofs. People would use actually the roofs, not like at an angle. And therefore, you needed to create a slope so that the water would run off and not into the house. So, Beis Shammai is worried, and he doesn't want you to use this ladder, because a person that will see you will think that you are coming to slope your roof. Rashi, Latiach. Zokter Shehoyu Tochin Gagiseyem Bitit. They would smear the roof with mortar. They would plaster it with mortar. Why? Lifi Shaloi Hoyu Mishupoin. The roofs were flat, they weren't slanted. Elo Asuyin Kimin Tikras Aliyot. They're made like the roof of a second story. So, which means Umishtamshim Bahem, and the roof of the Aliyah, meaning it's the floor underneath you. The roof for the Aliyah, I think it means, but it's a flat. You're walking on it. The second floor is walking on top of a flat, a roof or a ceiling of the bottom floor. Mishtamshim bohem, and they used to use it. Lefikoch, what they would do is toichin oisom. They would plaster it, umashpashapin atiach, and they would slant the mortar letzad hagsolim towards the walls, away from the middle. So that the water does not collect and goes down off the side. But nevertheless, he's going to do a malacha which is not allowed in Yontif. So people that see that he is doing his in the public domain, they'll say, Gavutzarech. Ubeis Hillel Sabri. And Beis Hillel how old? No, there's no problem. You can move the Shoivach. Because Shoivchei Mechiach Olav, the fact that it has the Shoivach, I guess, you know, like today we have on the ladders, like you want to hold the paint on the on that piece that comes out from the ladder. There was something there, like the Shoivchei of the nest on the ladder, which is evidence that this is really not a painting ladder. That's not a fixing your roof ladder that you're going to put the mortar on. This is designated for taking from the nests. So, therefore, we have no problem. So, Beis Hillel allows it because the nest that is on it, I guess he calls it a nest too, Shoivchei Mechiach Olav, Shoivchei Shel Sulam, the nest of the sulam, that's, I guess it's a nest, something there that goes to the nest. Mechiach, I think maybe they used to take him from one nest into another nest, like maybe they had a nest on top of the ladder. Shu nikar shu shel shoivach, so you can tell that this ladder belongs to a shoivach, so therefore there's nothing to worry about. So that's why Beis Hillel allows it, because he's not worried of people saying that you might not worried about people saying that you're doing something else, you're doing a prohibited melacha and yont. Avol birshus hayochid. But if you just want to carry the ladder, I guess sometimes people were carrying in the public domain, they have the nests on the other side of their house, I don't know, whatever it is. But if you are carrying the ladder in a private domain where nobody sees what you're doing. Everybody will say, even Beis Shammai will say permissible. Why? Rashi says Mutter. Sharei ein adam ra'ehu, because nobody sees him. So the only reason why Beis Shammai does not allow, because people might say that you're trying, so Beis Hillel doesn't worry about it, because the Shevich is Mechir. That's in the public domain. But if you're in a private domain, then Bechlal, there's nothing to worry about. You're not violating Yonta because you're taking for the bird, and nobody is there to suspect you. So Beis Shammai will agree that there is no problem in the private domain to move around the ladder from one Shevach to the other Shevach. This seems to be a very difficult halacha. Why? Because it comes out that something which is not allowed to be done in the public domain, okay, this is Beis Shammai, and yet he allows you to do it in the private domain because nobody watches you. That goes against the rule that we know that once something is prohibited because of the look maris ayin, because you might be suspected, it doesn't help that what you're doing, nobody sees you. It would still be a problem. So that's what the Gemara says, Eini, this is not so, like you're saying. Rav Chanan bar Ami came and said that in private domain there won't be a disagreement because nobody sees you. He says that's not true. Because Va'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. But didn't Rav Yehuda say in the name of Rav that it doesn't help that you're not in a place where people see you if there is something which you're not allowed to do in a place where people do see you? So even if you're in a private place, it doesn't help you. So, Bekashie Drav Ad Rav Chanan. So we have a question from what Rav says on Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan says in a private domain, it's mutter, but Rav says no. But why is that a question? Rav Chanan bar Ami is an Amoira. Rav is an Amoira. So why does Rabbi Yochanan bar Ami have to reconcile with Rabbi Yehuda bar Rav? He says, I disagree with him. So he's an Amoira, he's an Amoira. So Rashi has to explain. Even though Rav is an Amoira, still, Makshamineh, he's still asking from Rav on Rav Chanan bar Ami. I mean, what are you asking me? I disagree with him. Who says? Usually, in most cases, we ask from a Tana on an Amoira. But we don't ask from one Amoira on another Amoira. But Rashi explains, even though he's an Amoira, he still asks from him. Mipnei sherabon shel kol bnei hagoy lahoyu. He was the teacher of all the people in exile. With the exception of Shmuel, it was Shmuel and Rav. So therefore, he was the greatest, and therefore, you can't just disagree on him. So that's why he's asking from him. So what did he say that he's asking? He says like this: Kol mokoyim she'osru chachomim mipnei maris ayin. Anywhere the chachomim prohibited because of the look, which means something that is prohibited because people will see, they'll suspect you. Afilu b'chadrei chadorim osur. Even if you're in room within rooms, you can't do it, it's prohibited. If there is something that you can't do in public because there is, people will think bad or they'll come to a conclusion, we're not allowed to do it in outside. So the question is, how does Rav Chanan bar Ami say that if it was in the private domain, it would be okay? How could he say that? And so, while Rav Chanan cannot, Barami cannot disagree with just Rav, but if he can find a Tana that agrees with him, see, this has nothing to do with the Machloikas B'Shamay and B'Silo, because he's just explaining that the only problem we have is when it's in the public domain. In the private domain, we don't have a problem at all. That was Rav Chanan's Bar Ami's interpretation. But because we might as well say they're arguing everywhere, it doesn't make a difference. But the Gemara challenges him, how could you say that? Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said that you're not allowed to. So even though it's Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel said it's permissible, but the fact that you're saying that something is prohibited in the public domain and yet it's permissible in the private, that goes against Rav. But the Gemara says, Tanoi. This is a machloikis of Tanoim. Whether things that are not permitted to do in public are also prohibited in private is not so obvious. That's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said so. But there's another Tana that disagree. Tanoi. There is a Tana that goes like Rav Chanan Bar Ami. And the Gemara quotes the Braisa, the Tanya. So a person was got his clothing all soaking. So now he wants to, you're not allowed to squeeze it out, you're not allowed to wash it, but he wants to put them out on the sun and have the sun dry them, and then he'll have his clothes clean. Now, a lot of times people will think he washed his clothing, and you know, let's say you put all your clothes on the clothesline and you let it dry over there. People will think, huh, he put it out on Yontif, he was washing his, not allowed to wash your clothes on Yontif. So he was doing, but he doesn't care. The Tana says, Tanya, Shoytchon Bachamo, you can spread it out in the sun. Shoytchon Bachamo, Zokt Rashi, Mi Shenoshru Kelov Baderech, B'meg Shomim, one whose garments have been soaked with rainwater. Shoytchon Bachamo, you spread it out in the sun. And they dry by themselves. You don't squeeze them or anything else. You dry them in the sun. But he says, but you can't do it in the face of the people that people see. They shouldn't say, Kipson b'Shabbos, that you washed it on Shabbos. So don't have the people see, because they'll come to a conclusion. They'll suspect that he washed it on Shabbos. But nevertheless, what do we see over here? Alma, we see mi didi mishumaris ha'ayin muter b'mokem tzenua. That's something where it is not allowed because of the look of people will see it. But if you do it in a private place, a mokem tzenua, it's okay. Loi keneged ha'om of shaytcha b'chamo in a quiet place. So this is exactly the same opinion as he said that Chanan Bar Ami, he said that you're allowed to move the ladder in the private domain where nobody sees. And he will go like this Tana of this Mishnah. And yes, there's dissent. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Eisrim, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, they prohibit. So, they say you're not allowed to do it in private, even what you're not allowed to do in public. But it's not a question, it's not a challenging question. And Rav Chanan Bar Ami, how come you can say that? He says, I go by this other Tana who says that it's okay to do in private something which you're not allowed to do in public because of Marisai, and you're allowed to do it in public, in private. That's one version of the Gemara.
Isn't Isn't Mar Zion the basics of the Beis Hillel Beis Shammai disagreement? I mean, can we just, it seems like there's a bunch of extra layers.
Actually, the Gemara is actually going to say that.
The same thing.
Right now, the Gemara is going to actually say that. The next piece, we're going to say that right now. But right now, Beis Shammai prohibits because it looks like you're going to fix your roof, or people might think you're going to fix the roof.
Right, that's more.
Beis Hillel doesn't care because he says it's not going to. People are not going to look like you're fixing the roof because you can tell that this is not a regular ladder. This is a roof ladder, a shevach ladder. You can tell. So he doesn't care. Rab Chonon Barami, he come up with a chiddush and he says, well, Beis Shammai would also allow if you did it when nobody saw. That we don't know. If we read the Mishnah, we might as well learn it that it goes both ways, right? It doesn't say in the Mishnah only if it's in the public domain, and that distinction, that's the distinction that Abchana Barami made in the Mishnah. So his distinction tells us, yes, the difference is according to Beis Shammai, but he came up with a distinction that something which is prohibited in the public, but it's permissible in the private. Beis Shammai didn't say that. As far as we're concerned, what the Mishnah told us, you're not allowed to do it in the private either. There's no reason in the Mishnah to say like Rav Chanan bar Ami. He chooses to say that. So the Gemara challenges him. Why would you say that when it goes against the words of Rav? And he says, no, that goes against the words of Rav. But I have another Braisa, a Mishnah, there, another Atana, that holds that we can do things in private, even though if it's in public, there is Marisayin like drying your clothes in a private way, that is okay. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like you. But in a minute, the Gemara is going to tell us the machlokes. Let's go to the next piece. Ikud de Amri. There's another version of this case that we just discussed. Others say that Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami, that Rav Chanan bar Ami says machlokes b'rishus hayochid. What we're saying is that this disagreement is only in the private domain. In the private domain, there is a question. There is a question whether we should usher. In other words, in the public domain, even Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to move these ladders. We don't go by the idea that it has a shevach, you can tell. We don't go with that. People don't make those distinctions. So Beis Hillel will disagree with Beis Hillel will agree to Beis Shammai if we're talking in a public place. He says the only reason why Beis Shammai allows it in the public domain is precisely for the reason he doesn't believe that something which is asur in the Rishus HaRabim should be asur in the Rishus HaYochid. He thinks that that's the way Rav Chanan bar Ami is saying. Let's look inside. Rav Chanan bar Ami, this is the other way to say it. Machloikes b'Rishus HaYochid. The only time there's a disagreement between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel allows you to do it, is in Birshus HaYochid. The Beis Shammai is Lehu the Rav Yehuda Marav. Beis Shammai go by, they hold Rav Yehuda Marav, that if it's Osur in the Rishus HaRabim, it is Osur in the Rishus HaYochid as well, because we're not allowed to do it. That means it goes like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel leis lehu the Rav Yehuda Marav. Beis Hillel does not go by Rav Yehuda Marav, and he says it's osur in the Rishus HaRabim, but it's mutter in the Rishus HaYochid. They all agree basically. Avo b'Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim divrei hakol osur. In Rishus HaRabim, everybody agrees that it's prohibited because there's Maris Ayin over there. According to this interpretation of Rav Chanan Bar Ami, so it turns out that Rav goes along with Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. That's something which we can't accept. Lema Rav Omar ke Beis Shammai. So we will say Beis Shammai asers in dirishus hayochid because he goes by Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and Beis Hillel disagreed. So Rav follows the opinion of Beis Shammai. If this is the way Rav Chanan Bar Ami interprets the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether we go by Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that means that Rav goes like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. Let's look at the Rashi. Leimar Rav de Omar ke Beis Shammai. Zokt Rashi le Rav Chanan Koporich. He's asking on this Rav Chanan, this Yikadam. Duki lo Beis Hillel, that he interpreted that Beis Hillel b'rishus harabim asri u'b'rishus hayachid shoru. He says that Beis Hillel in the public domain they prohibit, and in the private domain they allow. That means that there is a difference according to Beis Hillel. We don't go by what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said. We don't hold by it. So according to Rav Chanan, Rav the Omar kol mokem shas ruchulu, the Omar ki b'shamay. Is he saying like b'shamay? Bit me surprised. How could it be? Havadai leshavik Beis Hillel v'avid ki b'shamay. For sure, he would not drop Beis Hillel and do like Beis Shammai. If Rav Chanan was correct. So we can't say that. So we must say Libeis Hillel afilu birshus harabim muter. Beis Hillel can't say Rishus Yochid cannot be more stringent than the Rishus. Rishus Yochid would not be lenient if the Rishus Rabim is also. So therefore we must say that according to Beis Hillel, even in the public domain it's muter. And that the reason is, like we said before, Mishum de Shoifchoi Mechir Cholov, because the Shoifch on the ladder proves that it's not a regular ladder, that it's a ladder, so therefore he's not worried about you carrying the ladder in the public domain. Why? The Iber Shusarabim Osur, Iber Shiochid Shori, because if it would be like Rav Chanan Bar Ami is trying to say that in Rishus HaRabim it's Osir, and in Rishus Yochid Shore Lo Yehava Omar Rav Lo Hashmait, Rav would never say such a statement that you have to, it's Osir, what's Osir in Rishus HaRabim is Osir in Rishus HaYochid, because that would go against Rav, against the Beis Hillel. So we have to say that Beis Hillel holds that also in the Rishus HaRabim is permissible, because the Rav will not go against Beis Hillel. So, and the Gemara says Tanoyi, which means, what does it mean? Let's do the Rashi. He tells him the same, this is the other version of it, but he tells him the same thing. He basically is telling him that there is a Tana that says that, which means like this, who is saying that this is the Pshat in the Mishnah? Rav Chanan is saying in the name of Rav that this is the Pshat of the Mishnah. Your argument is, how could we say this is the Pshat of the Mishnah? Because then it would be going against. So how could Rav say this is the Pshat in the Mishnah? That means that Rav is going according to Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel if this is the Pshat of the Mishnah. So he's saying You're right. That Rav Take holds, not like I interpret it. And Rav Take holds that Ibrishus Rabim it's mutter too, that Basil are matir Ibrishus Rabim can make the chilik. That's what Rav holds. But I disagree with Rav because I go like the other Tana. In other words, Rav Take doesn't say my pshat. It's another word of saying I disagree with Rav because I have another Tana. You're right that Rav would not say like Beis Hillel, like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. So that you're right. So, and therefore Rav does not interpret the Mishnah like me. According to Rav, it's also in the Rishus HaRabim. The only thing is, I, however, interpreting this way, not like Rav. Because according to me, there is a Tana that holds that Rishus HaRabim, and I'm going to say that that's what Beis Hillel holds like that Tana. Let's look at the Rashi. Kloimer. Amar lach Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan will answer you. Vadai Rav Sovar, for sure, Rav holds the Beis Hillel afilu Rishus HaRabim Shori. Rav must hold like that. He holds that Beis Hillel allow even Rishus HaRabim. Not like I said in Rishus HaRabim. They say that it's Osir, that the Machlokes is in Rishus HaRabim. Because that's not possible, because then he would not permit it, then Rav would not permit it in Rishus HaRabim. So he, Rav must learn that also in Rishus HaRabim is permissible. Upoligalai, he argues with me. What does it mean? I say, who's I? Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan bar Ami, Rav Chanan says in the name of Rav. Rav Chanan bar Ami says, not in the name of Rav, Rav Chanan bar Ami says that they're only arguing the Rishus HaRabim. But in the Rishus HaYochid, it's okay that Beis Hillel doesn't hold of Rabbi Yehuda. That's why he permits in Rishus HaYochid is because he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda Marav with that statement. Yeah, Rav doesn't say that. And he holds that Beis Hillel afilu Rishus HaRabim shoru upligelai. That's what he holds, that even Rishus HaRabim. If, and therefore, because he says Rishus HaRabim can't be different than Rishus HaYochid. Rav Chanan wanted to say that in Rishus HaRabim it's Asur, and in Rishus HaYochid it's permissible. That's not Rav. That's my other Tana, which holds that way, not like Rav. But no, the Amrika Tana. I go like this Tana. The Omar Shoyt Chomachamo that you spread it out in the sun. The less like the Rav. Does not like Rav. Vahahu Tana, and the other Tana that doesn't disagrees with Rav, Muki Beis Hillel Kavosei, he will say, Hillel holds like me, the Lohitiru El Rishus HaYochid, that they only permitted in the Rishus HaYochid. It says that you can put him in the private domain, and that's how Beis Hillel holds, that in the public you can't do it, but in the private you can do it. So it's exactly like Beis Hillel holds, according to that Manda Omar that says Shoytcha. V'Rab Lezer v'Rab Shimon the Svirilu K'Rav, and Rab Lezer and Rab Shimon, they hold like Rav, which means they say that you cannot Mukve Shar Yusa the Beis Hillel. The Masnissin va'afilu b'rishus HaRabim, they will translate the Mishnah like Rav, they will, and the Mishnah that he allows it va'afilu b'rishus HaRabim, take even b'rishus HaRabim, de kosav rishayv chamichir chalov. So they'll learn like we interpret it, like Rav learns, because Rav goes like Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. Ubeis Shammai, and Beis Shammai less lo shevchem mechir chalav, and Beis Shammai doesn't hold that shevchem mechir chalav. So you're not allowed to do it, not in Dirshus Rabim, and not in Dirshus Rochim, afil b'chadri chadorim. That's exactly the opinion, like Rav says, that's what the machlokes is, that according to Beis Shammai, it's always Asur, both Dirshus Rabim, Dirshus Yochid. It does not shevchem mechiyach, and it doesn't help. It's also afil b'chadri chadorim. And Beis Hillel holds that it's mutter in both places because shevchem mechir chalav. Rashi says yesh meforshim de l'rav koporich. The question is on Rav. Va'omer lach Rav tanoyi. So this was a question on Rav. Instead of saying we're asking the question, but they're asking to Rav. And Rav was saying that I love Milsi. That my Rebu Sayu, that Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, B'mokem Beis Hillel. So, why does he have to tell us, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon in the place of Beis Hillel, which means Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon need to tell him? He says that Beis Hillel says that it's permissible. It says in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai no nami tuva have vein alocha kemeisom. They were many, and the aloch is not like them. So why would they have to go like Beis Hillel? The Tanya, like we learned in the Ibraisa, you can spread it out. So we see clearly that you can do it privately. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Aisrim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, prohibit. Okay, let's leave it over here today. You know, it's a little short, but it's a little complicated. Maybe we'll do the Rashi over again.